Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I've got a big show lined up for you today, but before we get stuck right in, I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you giving me your attention, and I know you are going to take a lot of value from today's episode with our very special guest, Chris Dufay. Now, for those of you who don't know who Chris is, I'm going to let him do a small intro once we get stuck into the interview. But Chris is an author, he's a speaker, he's a father, he's an online coach, he's an entrepreneur, and he's just an all-round nice guy who had a lot of really cool things to say in today's interview. So if you really enjoy the episode, make sure you take a screenshot, post it on your social media, post it on Instagram stories, Snapchat. You can post a link on your Facebook or even just tell a friend. Make sure you tag me so I can check it out. I love getting feedback on the show. But that's it from me. Let's get stuck into this interview with Chris. All right, Chris, welcome to the show, mate. Absolute pleasure to have you on the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I know the audience is going to take a lot of value from today's episode. So to kick things off, mate, I've done a small intro, but I want you to just tell the listeners a bit about yourself, a real quick rundown about what you do and what you've done in the past.
Thanks very much, mate. Super pumped to be chatting with you for the first time, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun here. What you talk about is what I'm really frothing at the moment. So who am I? That's a big question. We could go very metaphysical right now, but I'll try not to. I was a personal trainer from 18. I was ran a business in Sydney for 8 years or something. I then moved to Dubai. I ran a personal training business in Dubai for a couple of years. Then I got totally fed up with face-to-face coaching, started my online business. And for the last 4 years, I've been living in Bali. And I now run two companies, my fitness and nutrition company, My Body Blends, and then I also help trainers and coaches build their face-to-face and online business through the Coaches Cartel.
Amazing. So the Coaches Cartel, I want to quickly dive into that for a second. So you mentioned before you got a bit fed up with the face-to-face coaching. I can imagine what those reasons were, obviously being a PT myself. So what were the main kind of reasons? Was there like an aha moment where you've just gone, shit, I'm kind of fed up with this. I want to make a bit of a change. And what steps did you then take to, I guess, transfer to the online side of things?
Yeah, there definitely was the straw that broke the camel's back at one point. And essentially I kind of really boil it down into the time for money trap. So what personal trainers do is we get told, okay, you get one-to-one clients, you train clients, but no one ever says then what? Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing. Like, I got to a point where I was charging a really high rate. I had a full book of clients. I had other personal trainers working for me. But the problem was, if I wasn't in the gym, I wouldn't get paid. If I wanted to travel, if I wanted to go to conferences, events, see mentors around the world, like, or if I was sick, like what happens if you break a leg? Like, you're not earning money, and that's scary stuff. And so for me, it was actually really when I was in Dubai, we had my first daughter, Arlo. And I remember one day I was at like training clients from, it was like 6 a.m. usually until late afternoon. I jumped in the car, was racing back to get home. And when I got home, I was late. My daughter was already in bed and I didn't get to spend that time with her that day. And I was just like, fuck me. This is not who I want to be. I'm not being the man I want to be. I'm not being the father I want to be. I'm not being the husband I want to be. Like, this isn't cool. I'm stuck in a gym the entire time. And I felt like I was fed a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, I reached the top at what I got told was where to go. And that's perfectly my fault for not asking the right questions. And so simply that's what I want to do now. I help coaches to build a model that essentially gets them doing the work that they love, because we have a passion for health and fitness. That's why we're here. Exactly. So let's actually help more people, but at the same time, let's have freedom with our lifestyle and be able to earn more money.
Amazing. Now, we talk about money. What does financial freedom mean to you? Because I think that term means something different to most people. You know, to someone, it may mean making enough money to pay the bills, have a few beers with the boys on the weekend, and not have to worry about being short on cash. What does financial freedom mean to you, and what steps are you taking to make sure that you can achieve that?
Cool. Great question. So I first break down the word freedom into four categories.
Okay.
So the freedom is time freedom. How do you use your time? Freedom of money. How do you can you use your money? Freedom of relationships. How do you actually spend your time with the people that you want, either personal relationships, business relationships? And then freedom with purpose, actually being able to spend what your life is doing what you want at the end of the day. So money is just a portion. It's a slice of the pie. And I feel like the biggest problem is people go for money first. But if we think about it right now, you've got four freedoms. You've got time, money, relationships, purpose, okay? But money, relationships, and purpose only ever happen when you get time freedom. Because let's be perfectly honest. Everyone right now listening, you're busy. I get it. You've got a full plate of doing everything that you perfectly can. So when you hear somebody say, hey, go build this business, go do this to earn more money, whatever it is, you don't actually have the time freedom. So we've got to work on your time freedom first to then be able to get money, relationships, and purpose after that. When it comes to financial freedom, the way that I look at it is simply, what is your ideal lifestyle cost? So if you were to live the life that you want, how much would that cost you in an actual year? And this is an exercise that I do with all my members when I first start. It's actually something I just recently did. So it's totally top of my mind right now. You figure out how much is the life that I want to live cost? And so therefore, if I ask you, if I go, Dan, how much money do you want to earn? And you go, oh, Jimmy, you could say to the cent. And I go, great. Now we can reverse engineer the process. Now we can design, how are you going to build your business to get that? How are you going to actually build wealth so you can have financial security knowing forwards what it is that that number needs to be? And then how do you actually design your life? Because a lot of people are working to live rather than living to work. Sorry, the other way around. The other way around. So what you need to be able to do is simply be able to design the what you're doing to give you what you want. And I feel like too many people actually aren't asking that question.
Yeah. And now, you know, myself and you, our job is to help people. Obviously you're working with coaches as well, but in terms of the world of health and fitness, our job is to help people live a healthy lifestyle to then allow them to do the things that they love doing the most. And obviously that involves nutrition and training. So how important do you find, you know, good nutrition, a good training structure and routine, and how does that have an effect on your productivity? You know, whether that be just your energy around your kids and your partner, whether that be with your energy and your productivity with work, how much of an effect do you feel like that healthy lifestyle has on everything in general?
Dude, I'm so happy you're asking this question right now. This could not come at a better time. So what I'm actually doing at the moment is, because I do have time freedom, I was listening to the co-founder of Airbnb and how they actually started Airbnb. It was really interesting. So I'm actually doing effectively what they did, was going to people and being able to figure out exactly the best experience people could have. So I've been actually interviewing a bunch of high achievers, entrepreneurs, people that are busy, that are achieving in life, but aren't necessarily taking the best care of themselves.
Yep.
And being able to craft a plan with their nutrition, their training, their lifestyle to be able to go, okay, this is what you need to be able to do. And this is a really important fact. And I think this is what you're nailing as well, Dan. So I really want to commend you on this, is you have to be looking after your health, your shape, your mental acuity, your brain, doing the bag of bones that we're in to be able to be our best selves. So when it comes to training, nutrition, and lifestyle, like I really break this down into a couple of key concepts, is one, quality over quantity. So when it comes to food, I don't want people counting calories, weighing their food. Like the vast majority of the people that I work with, they're busy. They don't have time for that. And there's an easier and simpler way to go about it. So one of the principles we start with is quality over quantity, because if we start to take care of the foods choices that you're eating on a day-to-day basis, that's going to help you actually feel satisfied throughout the day. So therefore you can actually have a calorie deficit and still be able to lose weight, but you're not having to go through that tedious calorie counting or getting a bloody calorie tracking app out or any of that sort of stuff as well. And then it goes to training, quality over quantity. What's the biggest bang for your buck training that you can do? I term it under metabolic resistance training. So this is something where you can, you know, you don't have to be dragging your ass out of the gym 7 days a week as a sweaty mess. But also on the flip side of that, it's what I call yin movement. So your yang to your yin. Your yang is when you're going hard in the gym and lifting weights, and that, dude, I'm totally all for that. Like, I love it. But at the same time, like, I love walking. I love being able to do some stretching. I love being able to actually do stuff that's chilling out and still getting my body moving, whether that even be like surfing, riding a bike, playing with my girls, whatever that stuff is.
That's definitely something that I've started to try and take care of as well in the last probably 12 to 18 months, whether that be Pilates, like you said, maybe even just walking and listening to a podcast, playing a bit of golf. You know, that's probably one of the only things I find that I can actually switch off and get that time where I'm not really thinking about work or training clients or even other stuff outside of work. So, I think you hit the nail on the head there. That's so important, because I was the opposite. Like, I was like, everything is just balls to the wall, like, you know, hardcore, hit the gym as much as I can, you know, not really taking care of all that kind of yin stuff that you mentioned just then.
And that's a big problem. We're fed a lie that, and this is where I've come down to the fact is, especially with high achievers, people that are achieving in all areas of their life right now, but maybe not with their health and their physique, they're trying to take the mentality of do more, work harder in bringing that into the physique, training, health world. And that's not how it works. Because you can very easily overtrain, you can very easily over diet yourself, and therefore your actual, let's say on a cellular level, your mitochondria is not going to be fed the way that it needs to. I mean, your brain's not going to be working the way it needs to. So how can you then expect yourself to be a great father, a great entrepreneur, do you know what I mean, a great person at the end of the day, if you're not actually functioning on a bodily level?
Yeah, 100%, 100% agree. And now when we talk about the online coaching, so you've obviously got that freedom now, like you said, you've been living in Bali. I know you travel a lot. And obviously it takes, I think what people don't see is, you know, people might look at your, maybe your Instagram or even listen to this interview and go, oh, I'd absolutely love to be able to live in Bali and just hang out with my kids and my family all day. But obviously there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes and in the other hours of day. And, more often than not, there's probably more shit that goes wrong than does go right.
Definitely.
So how have you actually found, though, that breaking it up a little bit and giving yourself that freedom to spend more time with your family and chill a little bit more, have you found that your motivation to then really crush it in those hours that you do designate to working, has it improved? Because we mentioned before we started recording, I was talking about heading over to the States soon where I can just, you know, I'm not going to be working all day. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to spend 2 to 3 hours in the morning, punch it out, get as much done as I can, and then move on and do some other stuff during the day. So how have you found that's helped your productivity?
Yeah, number one, have kids. That's a great way to force yourself to be smarter with your time because you have a lot less of it.
Hopefully my girlfriend doesn't listen to this episode then. No, I might show her in a few years' time.
Like, dude, I'm so happy I'm a dad. I absolutely love it. Like, it's amazing. I love being able to have that dance because it is a dance. Do you know what I mean? I was actually in a mastermind a little while ago and it was really interesting. All the guys, we essentially boiled it down. We were either we were feeling bad that we weren't spending time with our family when we were working, but when we were working and when we were with our family, we were feeling bad that we weren't working. It was like, there's no win situation. And we're like, this is stupid. That's just silly stuff. So the way that I actually help break this down, and just so the listeners actually have some practical walkaways, is I look at 5 major numbers when it comes to business and life every single month. So I call these the 5 dials. It's revenue. What's my revenue going on with my business? It's going to be leads. How many leads do I have coming through? It's profit percentage. What's my profit percentage? But the last two, this is actually me as a person. So it's genius time. So I actually track how much time do I spend doing the work that I love, that I know that is my genius, and how do I design my business to maximize that number? And then free time. This was something I fought tooth and nail when I actually had a mentor first kind of like bring this to me, was how much time are you actually spending off? Like, how many days in a month are you actually spending not doing work, not doing social media posts, not responding back to clients, not doing emails, like not doing that stuff and actually having a proper day off? And it is a profound difference in being able to properly walk away and then come back with your brain working so much better. Like, that is when I get my best creativity. And it's also when I'm able to come back to work knowing exactly what I need to be able to do. And then just on another practical standpoint, on a week-to-week basis, I track myself on a few different areas of life. So simply I just rate myself 1 out of 5 and I just go, as a father, as a husband, as an entrepreneur, with my health and with my happiness, what do I rate myself out of the five? So there is no work-life balance. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a crock. It's life at the end of the day. Yeah. So let's say for the moment right now, Dan, okay? As an entrepreneur, like, so I'm away in Thailand at the moment, about to run a business retreat for my clients. My wife and daughters are over in Australia. Okay, as a father, I'm a smack bang zero right now. I'm failing horribly, okay? But as an entrepreneur, I'm a 5 out of 5 because I'm doing, getting tons of work done, achieving in that area, and that's all good. So now I know when I go back, the next week when I go back, it's family time. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm getting the girls out of bed. We're doing breakfast. We're going to play on the beach. We're going to fart around and have fun. Do you know what I mean? I'll cook dinner, put them to bed, like all that stuff. I want to be there and I want to do it because it's being able to do that dance.
Yeah, so you're either all in or you're not in at all.
Dude, it's, yeah, like you've got to be able to work it that way because all work and no play makes Chris a dull boy.
Awesome. Now, we were chatting before, and for those that follow you on Instagram and listen to your podcast, Breaking Success, we'll know that you've spent some time with some really cool people. Obviously, you've experienced a lot in your life so far, as already mentioning the type of people that you've trained and worked with in the past. And, you know, the saying is that success leaves clues. So what are some of the clues that Chris Dufay has picked up on so far? And for those that are listening, I'm sure if you've been paying attention, you've probably already picked up on a few that Chris has dropped in some of the answers to the other questions. But what are some of the clues that you've picked up on and that you now implement in your own life?
Oh, yeah, dude, you're asking some ripping questions. The actual reason I started the show Breaking Success is because I wanted to... So I got asked from a mentor. He goes, Chris, if you had to work and you didn't have to worry about money ever again, because that's going to be pretty close. So without worrying about money, what is it that you really want to do? And I was like, dude, no one ever asked me that bloody question. I never asked myself. And it just came out of my mouth, learn and share. I was like, it's always what I've wanted to do. When I was a kid, I was really overweight, and that held me back as being an athlete. And that's why I became a personal trainer, because I learned how to lose weight. Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to help others do that. I ran a really shitty personal training business. I figured out how to run a business. I wanted to help other coaches be able to do that. So when it comes to now, like, life and freedom and being able to achieve and succeed in all areas, like, that's what I'm really into right now. And that's why, doing, as you said, I've been able to hang out with some really cool people. I'm only doing that because I want to be able to really learn from them. I want to be able to give value back to them and then share what's going on. So what have I learned? Okay, let's go through some big ones. This is something that I'm constantly trying to keep on top of. Number one, I've got a massive, massive bro crush on Derek Sivers. I'd love to be able to interview that guy or just be able to spend 5 minutes and give him a high five. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. So this is something I'm literally taking on to any decision that I'm doing at the moment. If it's not a hell yeah, I'm not doing it.
Love that.
It's very easy to be running after a lot of different things in business, in life, and in all sorts of things. So you've got to bring it back to the basics and what it is that is really, what really matters in your life, and just go after that. Secondly, I heard this on a podcast. It was a lady. I'm so sorry, but I forgot the name of her. I think it was Laird Hamilton's wife. I want to say, I'm so sorry, I've forgotten her name. She said, be first. And I love that. Like, be first to say something nice. Be first to open a door for someone. Be first, because if you're not first, you're having an expectation on someone else and you're expecting somebody else to give you a handout. And that's just a bad attitude for life. You don't have... Like, you shouldn't have any expectations on life whatsoever. So I think if you always go first and be the first person, take the high road, I think that's absolutely brilliant. Third, quality over quantity. Again, like what I was talking about with nutrition and training, I want to bring that into my life. I would rather have a handful of really close friends, people I can totally open up to and be able to share absolutely everything with, rather than having a big bunch of friends. Yeah. What's next? Being able to manage a state. I feel like so many people get screwed over because they're not able to manage their state in the day, in the moment. So let's say, for example, when someone wakes up, what's one of the worst things you could do? Go to your phone, open your emails. Like, you're in reaction mode from them. And because the bad thing about reacting is it changes your state. It changes what you're focusing on. So if you're able to stay in the moment and present, you win, because if you win the day, do you mean you win life at the end?
Yeah.
So that'll be another one.
Definitely something that I'm bad at. Like you just said, like you can open up your phone in the morning, you can look at a social media post, you can look at an email that pisses you off, and you've been awake for 10 seconds, you're already starting your day in a negative mindset. It's crazy how much of an effect that can have on you.
So it's funny you say that, because for me, I want to be able to have my phone. So I do meditate every morning, but so my phone goes on airplane mode, so I can't actually use any like the other functions or social media or anything like that. So for me, I want to take my phone off airplane mode from 10 a.m. and I want to put it back on airplane mode before I have dinner. So then I can spend time with the family and there's like no distractions and stuff like that. So look, it's like the phones are a great thing, but the problem is it's very easy to get lost. They are literally designed to become addictive, to give you that dopamine hit for wanting you to go back for more. And I'm seeing a lot of people fall prey to not managing themselves with technology and that sort of stuff. So I'll say one more kind of like principle that we can put this under from your question that you asked. And this is really top of mind. So let's just say, for example, I'm going to be holding a retreat here in Thailand with my clients. I had a very, very high expectation for all of them that they are excellent in everything they do. Because I really believe the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And if they are exceptional at, do you mean training? Like I love watching people train. I find it so interesting because you can see someone when they walk into the gym, they're focused, their mind switched on, they're not going to their phone, they're not trying to do other things, they're not having a half-assed conversation with someone else on the fly. Like you see someone come in and go balls to the wall. I really respect that. And I feel like that mentality of doing everything, like if you're going to...
It carries over, your chances are that they're going to carry that same intensity and that same focus over other things.
Yeah, totally. Like if you try and cut corners, you're telling yourself a story that you cut corners. So you will do that subconsciously in other areas of your life. Hands down, yeah. I believe that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, real quick fire question, this one. I want you to list the three most influential people that you've actually personally met in your life.
Three most influential people. My wife, I've not been... and asked with that, but she definitely is my best friend. I'm not going to be an ask with this one, but my eldest daughter, Arlo, I feel like when I became a father and I saw her came out, I changed. I became a different person for sure. Who's the third? That you've met.
Someone has just had a big impact on you and you've walked away thinking, you know, you've just completely changed the way you've thought of things as soon as you've met them.
Ben Pekowski.
Awesome. Awesome. I love Ben and his content and his personality.
This is a bit freaky. I don't think I've told him. I'll have to tell him after this just so he doesn't hear this and be like, what the shit? when I'm at the gym, I think he's behind me, like watching me so I don't slack off. Like he's got I like how he lives. I like the principles that he lives under. I like the ethic and the values that he has. And that's what really inspires me. Like kind of like if you were to do like what's the top 10, like all the other people would be like, I really love how they operate in all areas of life, because I've seen people have one area of life, like maybe they were very financially successful, but they were a shit dad, or like they just were out of shape and unhealthy, or like, do you mean whatever it is, there's a lot of compromises. Like other people, like James Shramko is another person that I would have to give massive props to, because he really instilled to me, ask better questions, like constantly ask against why. If you haven't interviewed James Shramko, I really highly suggest you do. He's someone that again has profoundly impacted me.
Awesome. Now this next question is relatively loaded, mate, so we won't go into it into too much detail. We could probably speak about this for an hour, I reckon. We might just save that for after the interview. But where do you see on the online PT space going in, say, the next 5 to 10 years? And for someone that's listening, and, you know, I know my audience is not all online PTs, definitely not, probably the exact opposite, to be honest. But for those that are listening, what what does someone like myself need to be doing at the moment to make sure that I don't get left behind in the online space?
Dude, it's a great question because I think there's a lot of changes happening. So let's think of who's competing against an online PT right now? Google, number one. Do you know what I mean? People can go online and get heaps of information for free. So personal trainers need to stop thinking about they're just giving, do you know what I mean, tidbits of information on training and nutrition because no one gives a shit about it. Two, technological changes. Like, do you know what I mean? I've got the Aura ring right here. Do you know what I mean? This tells me what's going on with my sleep and can give me profound information. Technology is going to change where they're talking about you have a meal plan, you go into a shopping center and you can start putting food into your basket. It's going to start calculating calories and macros and all that kind of stuff. They're talking about being able to do blood tests and like the biome and everything like that. It's going to tell them exactly what foods they need to be eating and in what quantities, you know what I mean? So it's get out of that mindset of thinking that you need to stay with where you're at right now.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing as well is getting out of the what I call the old personal training model, which is simply training one-to-one clients, limiting yourself with where you're at because there are so many changes with technology.
Trading your time for money.
Exactly. It's a shocking plan. And at least if you get out of that, that's going to give you the ability to then pivot and change and be flexible with your other changes.
Awesome. That's an awesome answer. Now, before we wrap up, mate, I've got a couple more questions. I think these are going to be good ones for the listener. So, Christopher, what is something that you want my audience to hear? So, something that I haven't asked you already, something that you want them to hear, that you want them to go away from today's episode thinking about once they've put their phone down and turned this podcast off.
Take responsibility for yourself. No one is going to give you the answer. No one is going to give you what it is that you're looking for. It's a hard truth that once you actually embrace, gives you so much freedom. And I feel like so many people are not achieving what they want in their life simply because they're digging their head in the sand and they're not allowing themselves to be who they need to be.
Love it. Couldn't agree more, mate. And lastly, when your time's up, and let's hope it's not for a very long time, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want people to remember you? What do you want people to remember you by?
I 2 weeks ago, actually sat down and wrote my eulogy coming from like my children's perspective. It's a great exercise to do because it gets you very clear on the values that you want to be able to live by. For me, I want to be able to help people live the best versions of themselves. I want to be able to give a person a laugh. I want to be able to give somebody a kick up the ass. I want them to feel like I can give them a hug when they need it at the same time. I want them to be fulfilled with who they are.
Amazing. Mate, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. For the listener, I know you guys have taken a lot of value from today's episode. What I want you to do, if you've enjoyed today's show, make sure you take a screenshot of the episode. I want you to tag myself and Chris, post it up on your Instagram story. Let's see if we can get some more people tuning in to today so they can also get some value out of it. Mate, appreciate you giving your time for myself and those that have tuned in.
Dan, I really appreciate you having me on, mate. You're doing an excellent job. And everyone listening, continue to listen to Dan because he's crushing it and you're asking great questions. So I appreciate it. I'm very thankful.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you very much. All right, guys, make sure you stick around for this week's social media question of the week. All right, legends, I hope you've really enjoyed today's episode. I know I have. Chris, I mean, what a guy. He was an awesome guest to interview. I took a lot away from what he had to say today, and I watch his content most days. Make sure you go and check out his social media channels. I'll put them in the show notes below. But for now, it's time for this week's social media question of the week. Now, this question I've actually received a lot this week. I took this from the Muscle Nation Snapchat takeover that I did earlier in the week. I do that every single week so you can keep up with kind of my full day Snapchat takeover over at Muscle Nation. But the question was, how do I track my workouts? How do I track the reps, the weights, the sessions that I do in the gym to make sure that I'm progressively overloading? For those of you that have listened to the show before, you know that I always talk about progressive overload and how it's the king to progress, especially when we're talking about building muscle mass. Now, the app that I use, it's a free app on the App Store. There's also a paid version. It's called RepCount. I've been using it ever since the first version came out. It's only gotten better and better. The quality has gone up, and it's an extremely easy app to use, but it's also very handy with how much you can track down to specific exercises, the duration of your workout. You can put in notes, you can put in your overall training loads and volumes, you can put in PBs. It's definitely my favorite app to track my workouts. And what I'm actually doing at the moment is I'm just tracking my core lifts, so my compound lifts that I do at the start of the session. I'm periodizing them, making sure that I'm progressing over time. I can go in, if I've done squats last week, and let's say last week I did four sets of six at 150. This week when I go in, I plug in squats. The first thing that comes up is how many reps I did last week at 150. So I don't have to go back and see what I did last time and then come back and add in my weights and reps this week. It's already got it there so that I can make sure that I'm progressing over time. So if you've got an iPhone, even if you don't have iPhone on Android, you can download the app as well. It's called Rep Count. I definitely recommend it. I'll put the link to that in the show notes as well. Guys, I want to say a big thank you for tuning into today's episode, the interview with myself and Chris. Again, I really enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you aren't subscribed to the Fitness and Lifestyle podcast already. Make sure you leave a review, give the podcast a 5-star rating, and of course, make sure you tune in to next week's episode. Hope you have a fantastic day.